Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. With all the recent price volatility, it could be easy to lose sight of the underlying bedrock reason for owning gold and silver. That basic reason to own gold and silver is as a form of insurance against calamities that may affect the value of paper assets such as currencies, stocks, and bonds. Insurance is protection against negative events that lead to a loss. Life insurance is meant to cover some of the financial support lost when someone dies. Fire insurance protects against the possibility of a fire. For both, the preferred result is to never collect. For this reason, most people hope that the insurance policies expire worthless. The concept is similar for owning gold and silver. You may hope that your currency, stocks, and bonds hold up in value or even appreciate. But, as you may know from experience, all paper currencies eventually fail with the average lifespan of 40 years, and that stocks and bonds can go down as well as up. Because the future is uncertain, a prudently balanced investment portfolio should include assets that move counter-cyclical to changes in the value of paper assets. For thousands of years, physical gold and silver have held their value and never failed. This outstanding track record has continued even as currencies have failed. When refugees fled Southeast Asia in the 1970s, invariably they used gold to pay for their passage to safety. The Far East Asian currency crisis in 1997 hit Indonesia worse than other countries. Indonesians who held gold saw their lifestyles little affected, while those who held paper currency were wiped out. Last year, there was publicity over a Dutch pension fund that covered glassblowers. The management of the fund elected to purchase gold 4 years ago rather than purchase euro-denominated bonds. The gold investment proved to be highly profitable in absolute terms, and even more so when compared to the falling value of the bonds that might have been purchased. In stable times, it would be prudent to have perhaps 5 to 10% of total invested funds in gold and silver. In my mind, that means owning unleveraged physical metals rather than commodity contracts, options, exchange-traded funds, certificates of ownership, and the like. However, in turbulent economic times, as is the case in the U.S. today, it could be sensible to hold a higher percentage of one's investment portfolio in gold and silver. When you own a position in gold and silver, your hope would be that you never make a profit on them. But just in case the US dollar continues to fall, you should consider owning hard assets like gold and silver as insurance to help cover your possible future losses on paper assets. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.